Hi everybody, good morning, and thank you for joining me. Thank you for joining the quest to figure out life and have knowledge and be able to, you know, discern what's going on in life. And I just wanted to spread a podcast about, you know, the importance of, you know, experiencing the elements. Going in the sun, getting in contact with water, you know, touching plants, and, you know, loving the earth, because this is our place, this is our natural habitat, and we need to love our, we need to love our place. We have a lot of powers as humans, and we do not activate them as much as we could. You know, it's important to use your mind to attain information. It's important to figure out what you want to do in life. It's important to spiritually connect and get to high vibrations of love and joy, and protect your energies, you know. I've gone through experiences where, you know, I know what the true good is and the true bad is, and you know, it's the yin and the yang. Everything happens either good or bad, you know, and for some reason that's the way of life, and you gotta be thankful that you're on the good side and, you know, have a good life, because the world is a beautiful place, but it does have things that are, you know, not appealing. And, you know, I think I wanted to touch on reincarnation, and if you guys believe in that. I started off my journey reading the Bible and, you know, following Jesus, and I think, you know, I came to realizations that that I just don't know enough, and, you know, and I do, you know, respect all religious people, and but I wanna say the importance of staying away from the negative side of things, and staying away from, you know, being interested in bad stuff, and being interested in nefarious and negative, and things that hurt people, or, you know, basically like troll people, or anything to diminish somebody, or basically bad magic, you know. It's important to stay away from that negative side, because you're playing with something that you don't know entirely how it works. You don't know the full... You're just a person who the energy is using to, you know, manipulate whatever they want to do. The good is where it's at. The good is where it's at. There's nothing wrong with being interested in how that stuff works and researching that stuff, but don't live your life by it, and don't be consumed by, you know, things that you, like, think that are, you know, like, if you think that things are cool because they're, you know, they are sick and twisted and demented, I think people should go through a spiritual change to combat that, and it's not good to go down that road. It's very important that you connect with yourself and know that there, you know, things can, you know, bad things are in the universe, and you have to be thankful for being on the good side, you know. You really have to be thankful for the good, and I want everybody to know that, wow, it's a beautiful day. You know, I wanted to also talk about arguments and debates and figuring out, you know, knowledge is good to have, but sometimes you want to remain blank, and blank is forceful too. You know, blank can block, you know, it can block energies, it can block thoughts that are not good, you know. Being blank and peaceful is one of the best ways to meditate. And now is a good time to get into spiritual meditation. I know a lot of people already awoke. You know, I know a lot of people have already gone through these things, gone through these transformations, and, you know, at younger ages, and, you know, mine was late. I didn't start this until 21, and I had a very profound experience, and it fuels my energy today, and I want to share how powerful it is to be on the side of good. You know, you don't want to be the rebel, the one who is disruptive or challenging things or trying to manipulate. Because there's always an ending to it, and it always becomes bad. So please, please pray and meditate and think about all the supportive people in your life. Think about all the great experiences, the memories. Think about positive things for people, and pray for people, and, you know, water grass, and, you know, touch the, you know, get outside in the sun, and, you know, touch the plants, and be thankful for this life force that you have. I mean, you have a very important life force that gives off a lot of energies and produces a lot of light. Our body produces a very dim light as we walk around. And we cannot be, you know, I know in this culture today, there's a lot of trolling culture and making, you know, basically like making sure that you're, you know, fitted or better than the person next to you, so you can use that energy to throw your self-identity. And there's nothing wrong with, you know, and trust me, I like being in the best clothes and everything, but I think it's getting too far, and I think people are using it as like a form of energy control, and we need to come back to the point where we are and don't get me wrong, I'm not talking about devolving and going back to living like, you know, people in whatever age. Let's have technology. Let's have the best technology. Let's make sure that we keep our brains, our thoughts safe, and be able to have free thought and not be interacted with some sort of, you know, computer that, you know, provides us information and we have to endure that. I mean, your thoughts are so important, and because that's your privacy. I mean, think about being in a room with 20 people and they're all talking and everything and whatever, and, you know, the only privacy you have is your thoughts. Some of this new technology that is coming in probably the next 20 to 30 years, which we'll see in our lifetime, is going to compromise that and give us certain abilities that, you know, are questionable, and I want to learn more. You know, I'm just skeptical about how it can be hacked and how it can be used against, you know, because every new technology that's invented can be basically hacked and used against a person. So it's important to listen to people with positivity, listen to, you know, some gurus. You know, find out what you want to do and find out what your purpose is in life and what is going to make you happy. You know, does technology make you happy? Does, you know, messing around, having fun, getting hopped up, you know, important to you? You know, I know everybody goes through phases, but, you know, what's important to you? What, when you wake up, what do you want? Why do you jump out of bed? You know, is it, what makes you want to, you know, keep going? You know, this train has to keep going. You know, so be true to yourself. You know, spread love. Everybody is in love. I think our transformation is going to go well. We're coming into a new age, and I think we're gonna be fine. I think. Technology will help us. I think we'll be the same, and I just wanted to spread the message of, you know, be thoughtful, be peaceful, be informed, and definitely don't be scared of anything. Don't be, you know, don't let people get you down. Don't let people make, you know, fun of you, or, you know, if you have certain beliefs, don't let people, you know, make you feel down. It's just an energy thing. They're just trying to make them feel themselves feel better. And I think you know, going after the best clothes and getting the best designer and getting dressed up and showing people that you you know, that you matter is really powerful to the self. But it's kind of, the soul kind of looks at it as something that doesn't matter. And so it's a battle between your earthly self and your soul that's attached. And your soul is always going to protect you, but it doesn't like when, you know, your self gets involved. And, you know, be strong. If you're going through something, be strong. Listen, you know, listen to this. Listen to what I have to say. Listen to my podcast. You know, spread it around. There's no point in being scared in anything. At the end of the day, everybody goes to bed, you know, and sleeps. So, you know, they're not, you know, don't be worried about anybody. So let's figure out if technology is going to be good, that's the way we're going to evolve, or do we need to go evolve a different way? Our minds, that, you know, people that are 20 to 30, 30 to 40 have the best ability to figure these things out, because we are intact and cognitively figure out things. So let's come together. I really wish this platform had a questions and comments section, but it's really important for people to congregate and, you know, talk about these things, and, you know, somebody said to me, you know, like, it's not important, you don't need to be focused on these things, you don't need to be focused on, you know, technology or whatever. But I mean that just doesn't make sense, because this technology is in our face and being threatened to be used against us, or maybe it's good for us, I don't know. If anybody knows, let me know what you guys think, if this technology is good for us. I'm just concerned about the ability of hacking, like in reference to the Neuralink. I just have this gut feeling that it's, I think of it as a virus. Think of it as like something that's taking your energy, and because it is, it's taking your energy, you know, scanning your brain and sending those signals to a computer. And then, I mean, if you read into it, it's some stuff that's like, I don't want to be a part of. And so my message today is, get out today, have some fun, get in the sun wherever you are, you know, be thankful for your food, be thankful for your water, be thankful for your shelter, because it's cold out there and people are on the streets. And remember that positivity is going to win, and, you know, don't worry about what other negative influences or hate is coming your way, because it's just an energy thing. And, you know, so thank you guys for listening. I really, you know, hope you guys enjoy what I talk about. I just speak my mind and, you know, speak what I've gone through, speak what I've, you know, the dots that I've connected, and I want to make sure that they're correct. And so, you know, it's just a great time to be alive. And, you know, I want to thank you guys for being here. So I will see you on the next one.